proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bronson, and with me in studio today is Brother Dan, who's a Jewish believer. Welcome to the studio, Brother Dan.
Good to be back here.
Well, Dan, we've been talking over the past few programs about how God has worked in your life, especially as a Jewish believer. A question comes to my mind as we start out today's program. There's probably some people thinking out there, you're Jewish based on your mother's side, your father's a Gentile. Eventually, you come to know Jesus as your Messiah. How can a Jewish person accept Jesus as a Messiah and still be Jewish?
Right. And living in Israel, it's an interesting thing of what is it to be Jewish? Because a lot of Jews around the world, but what I notice especially in Israel is Jewish identity is very important, even though what they believe it is to be Jewish isn't necessarily what the Bible says to be Jewish. Because being Jewish is really just about having the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What has happened over the years is to really, what I see as really to grow kind of in opposition of being a Christian is the Jewish identity has grown a bit stronger, but it's added a lot of things to rather, to in addition to just being a bloodline.
As you know, to be an Israeli citizen, mm-hmm. officially you have to be what? Jewish on your mother's side.
Right, that's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and you think of, well, we're the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not Sarah, Rebecca, and
right.
Rachel.
Yeah, that's true too. So yeah, it's interesting, but it's always more than a bloodline. Like being Jewish is in a lot of Jewish minds is, okay, we need to celebrate Passover. We need to celebrate these holidays. Need to, whether it's wearing a kippah or wearing the tzitzit, that's what it is to be Jewish in a lot of Jewish minds. And so before becoming a believer, I also didn't really understand. I thought there was two categories. I mean, you talk to a lot of Jews, Israeli Jews specifically, in their mind, you're either Jewish or you're a Christian. They don't say Jew or Gentile. You're either Jew or a Christian. And so my mindset was too, you know, you're either Jewish or you're a Christian or you're something else. But being a Christian is a Jew simply putting their faith in Jesus Christ and Jesus the Messiah. And it has really nothing to do with your blood. What's great about the body of Christ is there's Jews and Gentiles and all different nations in the same body. And what Jewish people need to understand is the difference between, okay, if I put my faith in Jesus as the Messiah, I'm still Jewish. And a lot of people struggle with that. A lot of Jews are really hindered from making that step of faith, because it's very important to them to be in their mind what they consider to be Jewish, and so they don't want to make that step of faith.
And I think also to challenge, not just from the Jewish mind, but even a Christian mind, mm-hmm. there are some Christians, well-meaning or maybe ignorant or sometimes even blatant, they say, well, maybe God is done with the Jewish people mm-hmm. now. What would you say to someone who maybe has heard that before?
Sure. They just need to read their Bible. What really worked in my heart towards leading me towards reaching out to the Jewish people was Romans 9, 10, and 11, those three chapters.
Very powerful.
Yes. But this verse in chapter 11, as Paul's writing, chapter 11, verse 1, it's really the question that we need to consider today as Christians. And he asks the question, has God cast away his people? And Paul's response, as well as it's really God's response, is God forbid. Chasva chalila, as we say.
That's very strong.
Yeah. Yeah, very strong statement. So if God says that he has not forgotten about his people, then as believers, we need to read his word and believe what he says, realizing that God still has a plan for the nation of Israel. But even in this current day and age that we live now, he's by his grace, he's saving individual Jewish people.
Amen. Well, thank you, Dan. And even in that context, that's where the Bible says, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Amen. Shall be saved. And that's our message today. So thank you, Dan, for joining me today.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.